There is a very good example of the way connectors function in the work of the sociologist Mark Granovetter. In his classic 1974 study, Getting a Job, Granovetter looked at several hundred professional and technical workers from the Boston suburb of Newton, interviewing them in some detail on their employment history. He found that 56% of those he talked to found their job through a personal connection. 18.8% used formal means, advertisements, headhunters. Another roughly 20% applied directly. This much is not surprising. The best way to get in the door is through a personal connection. But, curiously, Granovetter found that of these personal connections, the majority were weak ties. Of those who used a contact to find a job, only 16% saw that contact often, as they would if the contact were a good friend. 55.6% saw their contact only occasionally, and 28% saw the contact rarely. People weren't getting their jobs through their friends. They were getting them through their acquaintances. Why is this? Granovetter argues that it is because when it comes to finding out about new jobs, or for that matter, new information or new ideas, weak ties are always more important than strong ties. Your friends, after all, occupy the same world that you do. They might work with you or live near you and go to the same churches, schools, and parties. How much, then, would they know that you wouldn't know? Your acquaintances, on the other hand, by definition occupy a very different world than you. They're much more likely to know something that you don't. To capture this apparent paradox, Granovetter coined the marvelous phrase, the strength of weak ties. Acquaintances, in short, represent a source of social power, and the more acquaintances you have, the more powerful you are. We rely on connectors to give us access to opportunities and worlds to which we don't belong. This principle holds for more than just jobs. It holds for restaurants, movies, fashion trends, or anything else that moves by word of mouth. The closer an idea or a product comes to a connector, the more power and opportunity it has. Could this be one of the reasons hush puppies suddenly became a major fashion trend? Along the way from the East Village to Middle America, a connector or a series of connectors must have suddenly become enamored of them. And through their enormous social connections, their long lists of weak ties, their role in multiple worlds and subcultures, they must have been able to take that idea and send it to 1,000 directions at once to make it really tip. Hush puppies, in a sense, got lucky. And perhaps one of the reasons why so many fashion trends don't make it into mainstream America is that simply by sheer bad fortune, they never happen to meet the approval of a connector along the way. Here, then, is the explanation for why Paul Revere's Midnight Ride started a word-of-mouth epidemic, and William Dawes's did not. Paul Revere was a connector. He was gregarious and intensely social. When he died, his funeral was attended, in the words of one contemporary newspaper account, by troops of people. He was a member of several select social clubs. It is not surprising, then, that when the British Army began its secret campaign in 1774 to root out and destroy the stores of arms and ammunition held by the fledgling revolutionary movement, that Revere became a kind of unofficial clearinghouse for the anti-British forces. He knew everybody.